Thank you, Dupa C, keeping your company until 10. And we are at Pretoria Boys High celebrating 125 years of excellence. They got their Rugby Easter Rugby Festival happening this weekend. Five games today, five games on Monday. And we're excited. I got the... I got Ruan Leonard here, the head boy, vice captain of the Candies, and then Tristan Hines, the captain of the Candies, in studio, in the van, and we're just talking all things rugby. Gents, welcome to the show. First of all, injury on Monday there, Tristan?
Yes, yeah.
It's not good.
Yeah.
It's not good at all.
Not good at all,
so. But you're all right. How are you doing?
Always good.
So yeah. Now you can put your hand up. There we go. You don't have to use your hand. Yeah. Okay, so you had an injury on Monday, but so you're not playing for the rest of the festival. But
no,
you're here to support the boys and make sure.
Of course, I have to be.
And Ruan, today, big game, Sacks,
yes,
3 o'clock. You guys ready?
I think we are ready, yeah. So I think we spent the week, we got over the loss to Paulrus quite early on Monday.
Yeah.
Monday night, we really accepted that's what happened.
They had our numbers all right. Yeah.
And Tuesday, straight into Sacks, and we prepared well. We'll be ready today. So.
Now, listen, gents, it's a big honor for you guys because you guys get to be the, you guys both matric, I'm assuming.
Yes.
You get to celebrate 125 years at an incredible school. It's been here forever. These guys have come, have done things that are, you know, that have changed the game. I mean, you know, guys like John Smith, who ended up, you know, captaining the World Cup in 2007, winning the World Cup. So you got big names that you guys got to step up for. How does it feel to have that responsibility on your heads?
Well, I think last night, too, we actually had a team talk. The sir came to speak to us, Mr. Matola came to come speak to us, and it was kind of about the fact that, sure, this is our year and our team, and it's 125, but we're playing for a jersey and for a school that means so much more than,
yes,
than what we mean.
Exactly.
It's not about me, and it's not about Tristan, it's not about whoever's in the team. It's about,
yeah,
this jersey that's been there for 125 years along with the school, and
yeah,
it's everything that we do, about not just about how we play, but how we are off the field, how we treat our room, how we treat the staff members around us, and that's,
yeah,
just showing how this jersey and what the school has done for so many years filtering down to us and what we can show for it, that we must just make a good name for it on the field and a good name for it off the field as well.
That's a good one. Listen, I want to ask you a question. It's got a bit of a sidestep, but like, I went to school just like similar to this one, which is all about traditions and ideas that have come before us and what you're speaking about now. What is your favorite tradition at the school? What is the one thing that you're going to take away, that you're going to go away and you're going to go, I'm going to remember that for the rest of my life? It's something that just you when you do it, when you know, whether it is the walk rise, which you guys do at break, whether it is, you know, the standing up for when an elder person walks in, what is it something that really sticks with you that you love at the school?
Interesting, you're it.
Now, so for me, I think leaving here with understanding what my why is in life,
yeah,
kind of helps me understand what I'm actually here for.
Okay.
And I think developing as a person here at Pretoria Boys, it just kind of made me realize what my why is, especially in my team as well.
Yes.
I think one of the big reasons why I actually got through on Monday, even with my injury, was because I knew what my why was, and it,
yeah,
was greater than the pain that I was going through in the moment.
Okay.
And I think I'm going to live with that for kind of the rest of my life.
That's good. Listen, I think young boys out there as well, you need to understand, like Tristan right now, that he's playing first team, he's the captain, but he got injured. But it doesn't mean it's the end of the road. It just means that it's a sidestep now, and then you go, okay, listen, it's fine, we're going to get back onto that horse later on, and we just got to take a different path, but you still got a chance. You mustn't give up, because that's, a lot of people do think that. Listen, I broke my knee first game, first matric year, and I was like, it was it. And you kind of think about that, so you got to understand. And I like what you're saying. What about you, Ron? What is your favorite tradition here? What do you love about the school?
Also, I don't know. I think Tristan will know, but I came from quite a small town, a small farming town in,
yeah,
Valwater in Limpopo.
Yeah.
So I didn't have a lot of necessarily social interaction or whatever. And then when I came to Pretoria Boys, it taught me how to treat other people, especially,
yeah,
people that are older than me, to have,
yeah,
respect. If they speak to me, you take your cap off, you speak to them properly, you stand up,
yeah,
back straight, you don't sit down, you don't slouch. And I think through that, I've also just learned to not only respect those around me, not to respect those that are older than me, but to respect myself.
That's good.
To know how to carry myself, to treat myself, to take care of myself, and to take care of the people around me. So that's probably my favorite tradition, is just,
yeah,
the respect, how you speak to other people and how you speak to yourself.
I think it was one of my favorite things as well. And I think my mom said it to me when I was matric. She's like, she loves that aspect of the school, the idea that you stand up for anyone, you open the door, you let them first. That whole idea of anybody that's older, but also people around you. It doesn't matter if they're older. It's anyone that is there, that is just your senior, or anybody that you know, that you get to know, that you get to meet. So that's incredible. That's awesome. Well, gentlemen, listen, today is a tough day. You got Sacks out there, you're playing at 3 o'clock. And is there a message that you give out to young kids that are thinking about coming to Pretoria Boys, coming to a school like this? You know, people are quite, it's got a lot of tradition behind it, it's got a lot of honor behind it. But what do you say to young kids that are thinking about coming in, and what they should do?
Well, I think if I'm not going to get too much into the specifics necessarily of the school, I think they can learn that in a pamphlet or whatever on a video. But I think I was with Mr. Housing 2 weeks ago. We had to go speak to a primary school, and what I told them, I'll say again, I guess that's the best I can say.
Yeah.
Pretoria Boys I has produced the highest quality men in the world for the last 125 years, and the next few generations of boys to come in here are going to be no different. So I think that's the best thing you can have when going into a high school.
Okay. All right, boys. And then today, don't give too much away, but what would you say to the boys? There you got those 15 guys, maybe the 20 guys. You're in a huddle. You're ready to go play. You're ready to take on sacks. What is? How do you get the boys motivated? What do you say to them? You know, Tristan, you got your arm broken. You're in a sling. So how do you say to the boys, listen, you got to go do it out there for me? What do you say?
Well, for me today, I was actually planning on telling them, like, listen, you know how much a lot of people would give to be in that jersey again?
Yeah.
And to experience what you're experiencing, and the fact that it's a 125 here, like, it just makes it a whole lot different and a better experience. Like yesterday when I came and I saw the field, like, it was, oh, I almost wanted to start bawling my eyes out. It, like, just made me realize what a privilege it is that our school's hosting something like so fantastic like this. So I think that's a good thing that our team needs to realize, and I think that will get them hyped up for today.
I think that's a good one. I think a good one for all and everybody, and not even just people playing. Privilege is an incredible thing, and Russ, you spoke about it as well, to be privileged to be able to go to a school like this, to go to any school, to be able to go to school, to be able to run, to walk, to do all of that. We've got to understand how privileged we are to have all of that. So big ups to you boys. Good luck for the game this afternoon, 3 o'clock. Pretoria Boys taking on Sacks at their 125th year reunion, 125 years of privilege, of honor. Gentlemen, good luck. Have a lacquer one, and we'll see you boys out there.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Gents, come check out the rugby. It is happening today and Monday, $60. You can get tickets on web tickets. It is happening at Pretoria Boys, 125 years, celebrating rugby, celebrating excellence, celebrating Pretoria Boys High. Come check it out. If you think about something to do, if you want to show your son what a great school is, this is what's going down.